This is the Bible Book of Psalms, Book 2, as read from the Old King James Bible, 1611, where the words added by man have been removed, and replaced with a comma. Please pause before starting to listen, or read this, as you must ask Holy Spirit to fill in the missing words and provide the context. Only Holy Spirit understands what the true context is. It may appear strange to read or hear the gaps, but Holy Spirit will fill these up with meaning, but only if, you have 1. Given your life to Jesus Christ. 2. Forgiven everyone of everything they have done. 3. Asked Holy Spirit to come within you, and teach, and lead, and guide you. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 42. To the chief musician, Maskil, for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where, thy God? When I remember these, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And, art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song, with me, my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? With a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where, thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, the health of my countenance, and my God. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou, the God of my strength, why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill, and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy, yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the health of my countenance, and my God. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 44. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand, and plantedst them, thou didst afflict the people, and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand, and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off, and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase, by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion, continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast, not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 45. To the chief musician upon Shoshanim, for the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter, I speak of the things which I have made touching the king, my tongue, the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men, grace is poured into thy lips, therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy, O mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness, righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows, sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, for ever and ever, the scepter of thy kingdom, a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness, and hatest wickedness, therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments, of myrrh and aloes, cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters, among thy honorable women, upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear, forget also thine own people, and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he, thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre, with a gift, the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter, all glorious within, her clothing, of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework, the virgins her companions that follow her shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought, they shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations, therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 46. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon a Lamech. God, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. The waters thereof roar, be troubled, the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. A river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy, of the tabernacles of the Most High. God, in the midst of her, she shall not be moved, God shall help her, right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts, with us, the God of Jacob, our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth, he breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder, he burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I, God, I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts, with us, the God of Jacob, our refuge. Selah. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 47. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High, terrible, a great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God, the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth, unto God, he is greatly exalted. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 48. A song, Psalm for the sons of Korah. Great, the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For, lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw, so they marveled, they were troubled, haste the way. Fear took hold upon them there, pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so, thy praise unto the ends of the earth, thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell, to the generation following. For this God, our God forever and ever, he will be our guide, unto death. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 49. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Hear this, all, people, give ear, all, inhabitants of the world. Both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart, of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable, I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. None, can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul, precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever, not see corruption. For he seeth, wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought, their houses, forever, their dwelling places to all generations, they call, lands after their own names. Nevertheless man, in honor abideth not, he is like the beasts, perish. This their way, their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth he shall carry nothing away, his glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived he blessed his soul, and will praise thee, when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. Man, in honor, and understandeth not, is like the beasts, perish. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 50. A Psalm of Asaph. The mighty God, the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God, judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee, I, God, thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest, mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field, mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world, mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or, thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest, speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These, hast thou done, and I kept silence, thou thoughtest that I was altogether, as thyself, I will reprove thee, and set, in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear, in pieces, and, none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth, conversation, will I shew the salvation of God. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 51. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin, ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done, evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, the bones, thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me, free spirit. Will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give, thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 52. To the chief musician, Maskil, of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, and said unto him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God, continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O, deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever, he shall take thee away, and pluck thee out of dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see, and fear, and shall laugh at him. Lo, the man, made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I, like a green olive tree in the house of God, I trust in the mercy of God for ever and ever. I will praise thee for ever, because thou hast done, and I will wait on thy name, for good before thy saints. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 53. To the chief musician upon Mahalath, Maskil, of David. The fool hath said in his heart, No God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity, none that doth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were, that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back, they are altogether become filthy, none that doth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people, they eat bread, they have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth, thee, thou hast put, to shame, because God hath despised them. O that the salvation of Israel, out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 54. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil, of David, when the Ziphims came and said to Saul, Doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul, they have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God, mine helper, the Lord, with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee, I will praise thy name, O Lord, for good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen, upon mine enemies. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 55. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil, of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, and hear me, I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, O that I had wings like a dove! Would I fly away, and be at rest? Lo, would I wander far off, remain in the wilderness? Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm, tempest. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof, mischief also and sorrow, in the midst of it. Wickedness, in the midst thereof, deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For, not an enemy, reproached me, then I could have borne, neither, he that hated me, did magnify, against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But, thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness, in their dwellings, among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle, against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear, and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him, he hath broken his covenant. Of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war, in his heart, his words were softer than oil, yet, they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 56. To the chief musician upon Jonathelem Rechokim, Micdom of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up, he fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow, up, for, many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts, against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps, when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the people, O God. Thou telliest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle, not in thy book. When I cry, then shall mine enemies turn back, this I know, for God, for me. In God will I praise, word, in the Lord will I praise, word. In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows, upon me, O God, I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, not, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 57. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Micdom of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until, calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth, for me. He shall send from heaven, and save me, the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul, among lions, I lie, them that are set on fire, the sons of men, whose teeth, spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, thy glory, above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps, my soul is bowed down, they have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen, Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed, I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp, I will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy, great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, thy glory, above all the earth. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 58. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Micdom of David. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness, ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison, like the poison of a serpent, like the deaf adder, stoppeth her ear. Which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth, break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters, run continually, he bendeth his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail, melteth, let pass away, the untimely birth of a woman, they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, Verily, a reward for the righteous, verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 59. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Mikdom of David, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God, defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For, lo, they lie in wait for my soul, the mighty are gathered against me, not my transgression, nor my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without fault, awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen, be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening, they make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords, in their lips, for who doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them, thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. His strength will I wait upon thee, for God, my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me, God shall let me see, upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget, scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. The sin of their mouth, the words of their lips let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying, they speak. Consume, in wrath, consume, that they, not, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God, my defense, the God of my mercy. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 60. To the chief musician upon Shushanduth, Mikdom of David, to teach, when he strove with Aram-naharaim and with Aram-zebah, when Job returned, and smote of Edom in the valley of Salt 12,000. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased, O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it, heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast shewed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered, save thy right hand, and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succah. Gilead, mine, and Manasseh, mine, Ephraim also, the strength of mine head, Judah, my lawgiver. Moab, my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me, the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Not thou, O God, hadst cast us off? And, O God, didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain, the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he shall tread down our enemies. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 61. To the chief musician upon Negna, of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock, is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows, thou hast given the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. he shall abide before God forever, O prepare mercy and truth, may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 62. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him, my salvation. He only, my rock and my salvation, my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain all of you, as a bowing wall, a tottering fence. They only consult to cast down from his excellency, they delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation, from him. He only, my rock and my salvation, my defense, I shall not be moved. In God, my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge, in God. Trust in him at all times, people, pour out your heart before him, God, a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree, vanity, men of high degree, a lie, to be laid in the balance, they, altogether, than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery, if riches increase, set not your heart. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power, unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 63. A Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou, my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so, I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness, better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise, with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, meditate on thee in the watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those, seek my soul, to destroy, shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God, every one that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 64. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer, preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Who whet their tongue like a sword, bend their arrows, bitter words. That they may shoot in secret at the perfect, suddenly do they shoot at him, and fear not. They encourage themselves, an evil matter, they commune of laying snares privily, they say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities, they accomplish a diligent search, both the inward, of every one, and the heart, deep. But God shall shoot at them, an arrow, suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves, all that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear, and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 65. To the chief musician, a psalm, Song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed, thou choosest, and causest to approach, he may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, of thy holy temple. Terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off, the sea. Which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, girded with power. Which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens, thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth, and waterest it, thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, is full of water, thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly, thou settlest the furrows thereof, thou makest it soft with showers, thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop, the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with corn, they shout for joy, they also sing. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 66. To the chief musician, a song, Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible, thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, they shall sing, thy name. Selah. Come and see the works of God, terrible, doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry, they went through the flood on foot, there did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever, his eyes behold the nations, let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings, I will pay thee my vows. Which my lips have uttered, and my mouth hath spoken, when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, with the incense of rams, I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. Come, hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Verily God hath heard, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed, God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 67. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm, song. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Shall the earth yield her increase, God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 68. To the chief musician, a psalm, Song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive, away, as wax melteth before the fire, let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, Sinai itself, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance, when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein, thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word, great, the company of those that published. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was, as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, the hill of Bashan, and high hill, the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? The hill, God desireth to dwell in, ye, the Lord will dwell, forever. The chariots of God, 20,000, thousands of angels, the Lord, among them, Sinai, in the holy. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell. Blessed, the Lord, daily loadeth us, the God of our salvation. Selah. Our God, the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord, the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring, again from the depths of the sea. That thy foot may be dipped in the blood of enemies, the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments, after, among, the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There, little Benjamin, their ruler, the princes of Judah, their council, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength, strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, submit himself with pieces of silver, scatter thou the people, delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God, his excellency, over Israel, and his strength, in the clouds. O God, terrible out of thy holy places, the God of Israel, he that giveth strength and power unto people. Blessed, God. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 69. To the chief musician upon Joshanim, of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto soul. I sink in deep mire, where, no standing, I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried, mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head, they that would destroy me, mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty, then I restored, which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake, let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept, my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I, the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer, unto thee, O Lord, an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink, let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness, good, turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble, hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul, redeem it, deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my disinur, mine adversaries, all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked, to take pity, but, none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and, for, welfare, a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute, whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I, poor and sorrowful, let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Also shall please the Lord better than an ox, bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see, be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 70. To the chief musician, of David, to bring to remembrance. O God, to deliver me, make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul, let them be turned backward, and put to confusion, that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, Aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I, poor and needy, make haste unto me, O God, thou, my help and my deliverer, O Lord, make no tarrying. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape, incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort, thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou, my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou, my hope, O Lord God, my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb, thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels, my praise, continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou, my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled, thy praise, thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. Saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for, none to deliver. O God, be not far from me, O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded, consumed that are adversaries to my soul, let them be covered, reproach and disinur that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall shew forth thy righteousness, thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers. I will go in the strength of the Lord God, I will make mention of thy righteousness, of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have shewed thy strength unto generation, thy power to every one, is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, very high, who hast done great things, O God, who, like unto thee, which hast shewed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, thy truth, O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, that seek my hurt. Psalms, Book 2, Chapter 72. For Solomon. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills, by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure, throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers, water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents, the kings of Sheba and Saba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and, that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba, prayer also shall be made for him continually, daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains, the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and, of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever, his name shall be continued as long as the sun, and, shall be blessed in him, all nations shall call him blessed. Blessed, the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doth wondrous things. And blessed, his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled, his glory, Amen, and Amen. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended.